to stay disconnected from the internet. Sometimes it's good to just walk into a park and just see the difference of the plantations or the flowers. Sometimes it's good to let go of the music that we hear and just listen to the sound of the bird or the nature. Be still and know that I am God. Let's pray. Lord, we know that we live in a world that is very fast-paced, that doesn't know how to be still. And most of us here in this room, we don't know how to be still either. But Lord, we know that you are often found in the stillness of life. Help us to cultivate that response so that we may pay attention to everything that's happening around us and then give thanks to you. Open our eyes, open our hearts so that we may experience the beauty of this place, of your creation, that would ultimately point us back to worship you with our hearts, soul, and mind, and strength. Thank you for using this verse, this message, to remind us of that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Walt.
Becoming a homeowner for the first time. Or maybe it's a season of new beginning for those who are becoming a mom or a dad, as we have one in our sanctuary right now. So the month of June is a transition that is filled with excitement, but somewhat uneasy changes. You see, I found that the word transition has a negative connotation, or is sometimes used as a euphemism for having to get used to something that's kind of hard, that's kind of challenging. Oh yeah, I'm transitioning into this new job, but I'm not quite sure whether I like this or not. I'm not quite sure I like the responsibilities, or I can take them. Or I'm transitioning into being independent from my family for the very first time. I'm entering into college for the very first time. And this is nice, but I don't know whether I like it or not. Or I'm transitioning into parenthood. I'm becoming a mom. I'm becoming a dad. Exciting, but challenging. Or I'm transitioning into being a homeowner, like I said. You know, you have to take care of the house. You know, you have to start paying for the mortgage. You know, taking on new responsibilities. Somehow the idea of transition is filled with, you know, with a lot of excitement, but at the same time with worries as well. And it's worrisome because a lot of times we feel like we're in this period of fog, right? You know, we can't really see clearly what's ahead of us. And we can't really be certain of how things will work out for the new school or for the new job or for the new relationship if you're in one. And we're anxious and we want to know what will take place in the next chapter of our lives. And for some of you guys are not starting a new transition. You guys have been in transition for a long time. You're like, when can I ever get out of this fog? Now, in the midst of our busyness, in the midst of uncertainties, here comes Psalm 46, verse 10, which says, "Be still and know that I am God." Now, when you hear a verse like that, I think a lot of times we have this argument in our heads. But Lord, it's so hard to be still nowadays, isn't it? There are news, current events, politics, entertainment, sports, and a whole lot of other things I need to keep up with. And that's the reason why I have my iPhone, my smartphone, so that I can be wired constantly. Right, Lord? And then when the Lord hears that, he comes and he says, "Be still and know that I am God." But Lord, we live in a fast-paced society. We have to keep up or we'll be left behind. There are meetings to keep. You know, there are deadlines to meet. There are projects and papers and lab, you know, reports we need to hand in. The pressure is on to produce, you know, in record time. I mean, you will understand that, Lord, right? Wouldn't you? And the Lord comes back to you and to me and says, "Be still and know that I am God." But Lord, how can we be still when there are so many things I have to do? I wish I had more time with you. I wish I could spend more time in the Bible or in prayer. But the church needs me. It needs my time and my service. Or the boss, Or the school requires me to finish all those things on time. Or my family wants me to spend more time with them. Not to mention my body. I need to take care of it, right? And then when the Lord hears that, he says, be still and know that I am God. Now, how many of you have found yourselves having this kind of mental conversation in your head? But what does it mean? You know, it's hard to be still in our days, doesn't it? But that's what the verse is trying to say to us. Slow down. Be still. But what does it mean? I mean, you and I, we can memorize, we can recite the verse, be still and know that I'm God. You know, we can say that all the time. But it's not really easy to implement that into our lives. I find it to be very difficult for me. I'm sure that for a lot of you guys, it's probably very hard for you to be still. Well, for today, I want to share with you what it means to be still. And you can follow along with me in the bulletin. And they're really, really simple. They're really simple. First of all, we must recognize that we live in a world that seems to be constantly on the go all the time. We're always like moving, right? And all of us, we have more to do than we ever get done. And you know something? It's not cool to be still in our culture today. It's not cool. Famous and successful people, they're never being seen as someone who's still. I mean, they're like someone who's busy all the time. They're someone who's active. I mean, a person, an important person is someone who's always active, isn't it? But instead, somehow we have this idea that if we're not doing something, if we're not being efficient, then we're not being productive. Now, who has kids in this room? Besides, well, there's like a few of them, right? Who have young kids in this room? Now, for those of you who have young kids, maybe tots at home, you know, you guys will know like how often we would just want them to just stop. You know what I mean? You know, I don't know how many times I have to say this to Ian, my boy, my three-year-old boy. Ian, stop, please, sit still. This is like every single day conversation with him. Now, I think this is what being still means. To literally stop moving sometimes. I think God is saying that to us a lot. Hey, stop. You're running too fast. Be still. Stop working. Stop talking. Stop and just listen and pay attention. So this is the first hurdle we have to face, that if we really want to practice and take this verse seriously, then we need to really learn to literally stop moving. Agree? To take a deep breath and just to kind of look around what's going on around us. So that's the first thing about being still. Here's the second thing. Finding inner peace and quietness with God. You see, we can be still by sitting on a chair or lying in our bed, can we? Right? But here's the thing. We can sit still, but our minds can still be like, you know, going really fast. I mean, you guys can be still right now, not moving at all, listening to me. But I know that some of you guys' minds are like millions of miles away. I know that. Because I'm like that too. Right? Now, a couple of weeks ago at the youth group, if you remember, we actually did like an exercise where we had to sit still for 5 minutes. You guys remember that? You guys were there? Now, that was pretty tough, wasn't it? At least for my group. I know like a lot of times, the moments we close our eyes, trying to focus on God and be still, you know what happens? You guys know what happens? Millions of thoughts and ideas would just crowd into our minds. So it's a very challenging thing to be still, but that's something that we must do. We must be still and know that God is God. And this requires discipline on our parts. We have to make a commitment to being still, and we have to ask God to give us the strength to do that. Not just on the outside where we sit and just not do anything, but also focus on our thoughts and minds on Him and Him alone. So let's review a little bit. First, we stop, like what you guys are doing right now. Second, we stop here. But here comes the third thing, which is not often talked about. You see, being still is not just about stop in your mind or in your body. It's about paying attention to our surroundings. You see, unlike what most people may think or believe, church is not the only place where we experience God. nor is it from the Bible or in the prayer. Can I say that again? This is not the only place where you experience God and His goodness. Not just from the Word in the Scripture. Not just from praying. You see, oftentimes being still means to be fully present. To pay attention to God's goodness in everyday places at seemingly ordinary moments. When we slow down, when we open our hearts, when we allow ourselves to be fully present to a conversation maybe, or maybe to a little walk with our family, with our children, we will experience God and His goodness, even in the most ordinary of things. Now, you could be you walking down the street. You know, you could be you listening to this really beautiful piece of music in the concert. Or it could be you just viewing this beautiful painting that you have never seen before. We can experience the sacred and the holiness of God from even the smallest details that you have never noticed before. Now, it could be a particular shade of color in that painting. Or it could be a particular section of harmony in that symphony or that concert. The lyrics just really speak to you. Or it could be, you know, a bird singing and chirping in the backyard. Now, these moments of experiencing the sacredness in the ordinary only happens when we slow down. When we give ourselves to pay attention to those and to all the things that's happening around us. I mean, think about this. When was the last time you were left speechless by the beauty of nature? When was the last time? When was the last time you strolled through a garden or through a park where your nose was able to pick up the different scents of flowers? Or where your ears were able to pick up the different differences between the birds chirping? When was the last time you were surprised by the joy and the laughter of children playing at the playground? You see, there is beauty everywhere. God's goodness is everywhere. We can truly be still and know that He is God and be grateful for the day that we have, for the day that He's given to each of us. Only when we slow down and pay attention to Him. Now, right now I'm going to show you guys a video to really, really illustrate this point of slowing down and paying attention and therefore be grateful for the things that we have in life. All right, let's watch it.
Hi, everybody. I feel like I'm at a revival. This is great. It's great to be